Benedicimus tibi, quia per crucem tuam redemisti.
Of March 2020. Message of Our Father, Part 10. God's Love and an Important Information. First, the words of Our Father. This, then, in brief, is the story of my love until my coming among men through my Son. Most men know all of these events, but they fail to grasp the essential thing, that love was the guiding principle in it all. Yes, it is love. This is what I want to impress upon you. Now this love has been forgotten. I want to remind you of it, so that you can learn to know me as I am, so that you will not be like slaves, afraid of a father who loves you so much. You see, in this story, we are only at the first day of the first century, and I would like to bring it up to the present time, the 20th century. Oh, how my paternal love has been forgotten by men. Yet I love you so tenderly. In my Son, that is to say, in the person of my Son made man, what have I not done? Divinity is veiled in his humanity. It is shrunk, impoverished, humiliated. With my Son, I led a life of sacrifice and work. I received his prayer that man might have a clearly indicated path along which to walk always in justice, so as to reach me safely. Of course I can understand my children's weakness. Because of this, I asked my Son to give them the means to get up again after they have fallen. This means will help them to purify themselves from their sins, so that they may still be the children of my love. They are, chiefly, the seven sacraments. And the greatest means of securing your salvation, despite your faults, is the cross. My Son's blood poured out upon you every moment, if you wish, both in sacrament of penance and in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So far the words of Our Father. Our Father makes us emphatically aware of the essentials which we have also considered in the last meditations. It is love. This is his innermost being, as it is also said in sacred scripture. God is love, and whoever remains in this love, he remains in God. So we also know the goal and destination of our spiritual life. It is to grow in the love of God. Express this concretely in faith means the Holy Spirit, who is a love between Father and Son, should form us in the image of the Lord. He will transform everything in us, so that the love of God will not only be visible to us from the outside, but will transform our being so that we ourselves love as God does. Let us remember the words of Jesus, "You shall be perfect as your Father is in heaven." This is what is meant by this. But before this can happen, the Father places his works of love before our eyes. We are to understand them correctly, for all of them are expressions of the never-ending and incomparable love of our Father. The Lord warns that we win this knowledge, because the devil has been working since the times in paradise to make us not recognize God correctly, and tries to erase or at least distort the image of God in us. In addition to this, there are our disorderly attachments to the transitory, which subsequently makes us forget the Lord so easily. And so the Lord presents to us his works, the life of his Son, and so also his life among us, as well as the means he has chosen for us, so that we can always stand up again in spite of our weakness. In this context, the Lord especially emphasizes the cross and the holy sacraments. The latter, namely the sacraments, lead me to some indications regarding the pandemic. For one of the consequences is that for many faithful access to the sacraments is no longer possible. An apocalyptic scenario. Therefore, a few words. And these words are addressed to all who listen to us, or those people who are reached by those who are listening to us. Harpa Dei has produced a very important video. It is a chant to the Mother of the Lord from the 14th or 15th century, and was offered to the Lord together with litanies because of the plague of that time. We have now adapted the sacred song for the current pandemic. It can already be seen on YouTube. In addition, I have prayed in firm faith that all those who receive the song with an open heart will be spared by the pandemic, and those who are infected will come on the path to healing. Hence our request that this sung prayer be spread everywhere as soon as possible. Please help to do so. The Lord will reward it.
Today's song is addressed to the Virgin Mary, asking her to intervene to end the plague. The text is as follows. The Star of Heaven, who suckled the Lord, has rooted out the plague of death which the first parent of men planted. May that very star now deign to restrain the constellations whose wars kill the people with the sore of terrible death. O glorious star of the sea, save us from the plague. Hear us, for thy Son honors thee, refusing thee nothing. Save us, Jesus, on whose behalf the Virgin Mother beseeches thee.
Stella celi extirpavit, quae lactavit Dominum.
Mortis pestem quem plantavit, primus parens hominum.
Ipsa stella nunc dignetur, sidera cum pescere.
Quorum bella plebem cerunt, mire mortis ulcere.
O pissima stella maris, a peste succurre nobis.
Auri nos dominanam filius tuus, nil negans te honora.
Salva nos, Iesu, pro quibus Virgo Mater Teo.